Due to the provincial election, this week's Friday flashback is a flashback flashback, back to our previous approach, first published in 2023. We'll return to our new 20-year flashbacks next week, after a nice long recovery from the election madness. Friday flashback turns to the archives of the Voice of Pelham and the Pelham Herald to find photos from, more or less, last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the 2000s, the 1990s, the 1980s, the 1970s, the 1960s, and the 1950s, with their original captions. Here we go. October 27, 1959. The staff at Lougheed's has been trained to take a personal interest in your preference, and even advise you about the most economical items to buy according to season. Lougheed's employees are your friends, they live in our community. They know you. Front row. Elaine Zwierski, Amy Hughes, Cora Lougheed, and Joan Rittenhouse. Back row, Frank Tabbert, Robert Osborne, Ron Bergman, Perry Bongers, and manager Bill Lougheed, and owner Ed Lougheed. July 15, 1961. Three cheers for Fenwick. These misses are cheering for the Fenwick Pee-wees. The photographer snapped this photo at the Port Colborne Fenwick Pee-wee game on Tuesday night. From left to right are Nancy Kerr, Barbara Bridgman, Jean Horton, Janet Ranger, Jane Kerr, Madeline Berry, and Carol Tate. June 26, 1973. St. Alexander's 1973 Grade 8 Graduating Class. November 9, 1988. Elaine and Steve Bauer were officially welcomed home by the town of Pelham after international cycling competition in Europe. Steve Bauer placed in the top ranks in the Tour de France and has placed well in several other cycling events. May 13, 1992, new Rotary executive. The 1992-93 executive of the Fonthill Rotary Club was announced at the May 6 breakfast meeting. The members are Lou Clemens, president, seated; Jim Jeffs, international service director, left; Gail Levay, secretary; John Penwarden, president-elect; Alice Cassidy, Community Service Director; Gail Baltius, Past President; Randy Clare, Vice President. May 6, 2006. Members of the Pelham Community Church were busy Saturday morning keeping Canborough Road in Ridgeville neat and tidy. The church has adopted the Ridgeville section of Canborough Road, volunteering to keep it neat and clean. May 4, 2014. Students at E.L. Crossley are taking steps to remove plastic water bottles, and it begins with recycling. Members of our community are encouraged to drop off any electronic waste that they have, head of science Sharon Keller said. From televisions, car batteries, printers and monitors, everything will be accepted. May 2, 2018, funds for food. Niagara Nutrition Partners presented Glen A. Green School with funds to start up their snack program. Among some 200 programs across Niagara, Glen A. Green is the newest to offer nutritious food to make sure that children eat right and learn. Student Nutrition Program Coordinator Julie Gledhill, left, and Principal Pam Voth have worked to secure community support and sponsorship. May 4, 2022. Pelham Fire collects cash for Canada Day fireworks display. Jackson Lehman raided his piggy bank to donate to the voluntary road toll, and firefighter Jordan Pupo was happy to take his cash. 30.